When I was growing up, I remember playing a game called Follow the Leader. For those of you that do not know the game is similar to Simon Says, except for you are actually following the actions that the leader is doing. So whatever the leader does, you physically do. So if he runs, you run. If he hides, you hide. And I used to like playing that game because I used to like to follow and try to imitate. But I never wanted to lead. I wanted to win, but I didn't want to lead. I didn't want to lead because I felt that there was a lot of pressure to it. You had to come up with creative ways of actually leading others. So leadership was something that was intriguing to me. Leadership today is something that we all look for one way or another. It is a professional development industry that brings millions. We study how to be better leaders, the difference between an executive leader or a managerial leader. We ask our leaders, are they born or are they made? All because to be a good leader is a tough task. But it's one that has a huge impact on our society and on our lives. We truly can't function without having leaders. Yet we always find ways of either criticizing or challenging our leaders. The prophet Malachi, on the first reading, is no exception. The prophet, he's really showing to be displeased with the spiritual leaders or the priest of his time. He feels that they are not listening to the word of God. They're not just. They're leading people the wrong way. They're not leading by example. They're truly violating the covenant. They are to be spiritual leaders, to lead by example, yet they are forgetting their duties as leaders, as God's representatives. Now, the prophet Malachi was a prophet right after the rebuild of the Jerusalem temple. So when people of Israel should have been very focused on living up to the covenant, when Babylonian exile was still in their mind, or at least should have been in their minds. So spiritual leaders and priests during that time should have known better. More was expected of them. Then we go into the gospel and we find that Jesus goes even further at denouncing the work of the scribes and the Pharisees as spiritual leaders. He states that they are abusing their powers, they're not leading by example, and they were just looking for recognition. They were playing the game of follow the leader while they were sitting. Yet Jesus encouraged the disciples to do as the leaders were saying to do, but not to follow their actions. So one way or another, it seems like he was seeing a benefit in the game of follow the leader. Some might consider these leaders transactional leaders. Transactional leaders are those that only focus on the transaction, on getting things done, on moving one task to another, but they're not focused on the person, they're not focused on the change, they're focused on being recognized. On the other hand, we find in the second reading that St. Paul is writing to the Thessalonians. And he's representing the opposite of what we read in Malachi in reference to the leaders. In his letters to the Thessalonians, he demonstrates what a good leader should be. He says that he is going to them with the good news, with affection, with love. He sacrificed his life to share the gospel. And it was the opposite of what the scribes and the Pharisees were doing. He says, I come to you and I do not want to burden you. Meanwhile, we read in the first and in the gospel that the scribes and the Pharisees were putting more burden on the people. St. Paul goes in and he extends sharing his life as receiving God's word and actually wanting to express that and share it, because his word was transformative. So this might be described as a transformational leader. Leadership that leads to change, to true transformation, Leadership that is not only worried about results, task, or transaction, but that is truly concerned about the person, a transformation, a true change. Now, you might be sitting there and thinking, okay, great, I am not a spiritual leader. I am not a priest. This does not apply to me. Well, guess again. When you were baptized kings, prophets, and priests. You're not ministerial priest as Father Paul is, but you participate in Jesus' priesthood. You are expected to sacrifice your life daily. As a prophet, just like Malachi or St. Paul, you're called to announce and denounce the good news, the gospel, with words, but mostly with your actions. And then as a king, you're called to lead by serving others. A priest, a prophet, and a king is a true leader. You are called to lead your family, to lead your friends, to lead at your workplace, to lead your community, your church, your circle of influence, to be a true example. So the question becomes, what kind of leader are you, or what kind of leader do you want to be? Do you want to be a transactional leader focusing on the transactions, on the actions? Or do you want to be a transformational leader in which you are focusing on changing, creating change? If you want to become a transformational leader, how do you do it? Well, simply by following the leader, by playing the game of follow the leader. But the leader that you are to follow is the true and only leader. The game follow the leader, you are also emulating the leader. You're following every step. You're focusing on them. You are being attentive. Your goal is to become the next leader. Jesus wants us to follow him, to follow his lead. He wants us to participate in his leadership, to collaborate with him. He wants to lead through us. He wants you to be transformational, that everyone you encounter is transformed, even if you don't know it. For you to be transformational, for him to be leading through you, for him to transform people through you, you need to allow him to be in you, to transform you first. Think about the Apostle Paul. He was really transformative. His presence, his letters, his message, his actions. And it all started with his conversion, a transformation in his life. He needed to change in order to be the change. He is the first to tell you that he needed to diminish so that God could grow. God gave us a transformational mechanism, something that would allow us to be transformational, to transform ourselves first so that we could transform others. And that mechanism is called the Eucharist. The Eucharist allows us to be in communion with God. It allows us to receive God's divinity and to be transformed so that eventually we can say it is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. That is the ultimate point of transformation. We're all called to be leaders, but not just any leader. We're called to be transformational leaders. So let us allow the Eucharist to transform us so that we can allow him to transform others through us. I'll invite you all to play follow the leader and to let him be that lead, to lead us to Calvary, the place of our transformation. If you never played the game Follow the Leader before, or if you played it many times before, I can guarantee you that you will never play with a leader like Jesus. En las lecturas de hoy, nuestro Dios nos habla acerca de lo que es la transformación y el liderazgo. Él nos pide que seamos líderes, no de palabras, sino de ejemplo, de acción. Y para poder ser líderes de acción necesitamos un mecanismo que nos cambie, que nos transforme a nosotros personalmente. Ese mecanismo que nos puede cambiar, que nos transforma, es la Eucaristía. Por medio de la Eucaristía nosotros podemos recibir a nuestro Dios y cambiar personalmente, interiormente, para que nosotros entonces podamos ayudar a cambiar a los demás. Nuestro Dios nos pide que nos entreguemos a Él por completo, que seamos líderes en nuestras casas, nuestros hogares, en nuestras familias, en nuestras comunidades, pero que seamos líderes transformativos, que ayudemos a transformar a las personas de corazón, siempre y cuando lo sigamos a Él como el líder de nuestras vidas. Y lo dejemos a Él que nos transforme a nosotros, para que nosotros lleguemos a transformar a los demás.